Rod Harvin, you know, so the odds are he's not going to play. What sort of a player is it?
Well, first, that guy's a tough player, and we're expecting to see him on the field on Sunday. We've seen particularly players like that. I mean, Adrian Peterson's coming off an ACL in the last game of the year. Percy Harvin, you know, even a guy like Calvin last week. You know, those superior players, they find a way to get out there on Sunday, and we're going to be prepared for Percy Harvin. He's a big part of their offense, 62 catches, runs the ball, returns kicks. You know, he's just an explosive playmaker, and we have a lot of respect for him. I think that one of the ways we were able to keep the score down last game was we limited his offensive opportunities and did a good job of tackling him and limiting his run after the catch. We're going to do the same thing if he's out there on Sunday, and we expect him to be.
You talked about Adrian Peterson. That's one of the storylines for the NFL this year, how he's been able to respond. Not that you were surprised with his response, but he leads the league in rushing, and that's a little surprising to some.
Yeah, it's unusual for a guy coming off an ACL. You know, we have a player coming off an ACL in Ryan Broyles, and I think everybody here saw how he was limited in training camp and have seen him get better and better every week. But he's about a year off of his, and he still has improvements that he's going to make and, you know, things like that. With Adrian Peterson, from the very first game, he looked like he was back to 100%. And you've seen none of the, you know, I don't know what you call it, the effects of that ACL. If anything, he's better than he's ever been. He's strong, he's fast, he's got great instincts. He's been extremely productive for them, making big plays. Again, a little bit like Harvin, the first game our defense was able to hold him to 6 points, mainly because we prevented big plays. Didn't let Harvin break one on defense and on offense, and didn't let I think Adrian Peterson's long play was 14 yards. See last week how he can just change the course of a game, particularly that first half. And it'll be a team effort. One person doesn't stop a run game like that. One person doesn't tackle him. It's got to be 11 guys doing their job, staying in their gaps, and making sure tackles, and that'll be a big key to it. He's a great player, and he's been able to be productive. Number one, coming off an injury. Number two, when people's game plan is to stop him, he's still able to be effective.
What job has your defensive backs coach done, considering all the injuries you've had, some of the young guys you've had to get ready to play?
Fantastic. Tim Walton is excellent secondary coach, and injuries are a fact of life in the NFL. We all recognize that. You can always talk about depth and talk about next man up, but it's a lot easier said than done, particularly with all the different combinations of guys that we've had out there. We talked a little bit before about our offensive line having consistency and hardly ever even missing a practice. Well, we haven't had that in the secondary. Safeties, corners, nickels, we've had a lot of different combinations. And, Tim Walton, Marcus Robertson, Gunther Cunningham, they've all done a really good job of plugging those guys in, and the players have responded well. You see a guy like Jonte Green improving every single week, gets his first interception last week. Eric Coleman goes in and very short tackle, has two interceptions. One of them gets called back, a couple pass breakups. Ricardo Silva, we've mentioned, all the different guys we've plugged in. And it's certainly, you don't get any prizes for getting that done. It's our job to get it done every week. But certainly been a good job so far by those guys.
Is there any updates in terms of short-term, long-term with Amare or Lewis yet?
No. No, they're all sort of, we had a bunch of guys that weren't able to go today. It's Wednesday in the NFL. We'll just see as the week goes on where all those guys are.
You talked earlier the last couple of weeks about Logan wanting to be smart with his progress. He let a couple bounce in Jacksonville, may have lost him in the sun. He also called for a fair catch, but he seemed frustrated that he signaled for earlier. Is he overcompensating, is that a little bit of his head not being too over aggressive?
Well, we didn't turn the ball over at all, and I thought that was a big part of it. you know, the sun was a factor. You know, they did the same thing that we would have done if we were kicking off in the beginning of the game, is kick off in our bench left to right, because it puts the sun in play for both the punts and the field goals. I mean, and the kickoffs. And it was a difficult situation. And, you know, I think that, you know, I was happy with his decision making. You know, ball hit and rolled 20 extra yards or 16 extra yards on one. But, you know, our offense had consistently driven the ball. We'd had three drives over in the course of the game. We had three drives over 80 yards. The important thing there was not giving the ball back to Jacksonville and giving them life on a ball that you're trying to field, and sun gets in your eyes, all of a sudden hits off your hands or your helmet, and they get good field position. So you have to balance it. Stephon has explosive playmaking. We've seen that. We just need to balance good decisions like that versus the opportunity to make big plays.
Again, last week we asked Gunther for his defensive MVP so far through the season. You named Sue as one of his candidates there. Do you agree with that? Is he one of your defensive MVPs? And how has his play been through the first half, especially coming off last year?
Yeah, I think he's been very consistent this year. You know, has had sacks, affected the passer, and obviously been a good run defender for us. You know, I think that you look at our defense, you know, early in the season we had given up a lot of big plays. Recently, last couple of games in particular, we haven't given up big plays. A lot of that's from our pass rush and guys like Ndamukong Suh. It doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet, but you know, when the ball comes out quick and our defense is able to just play balls in front of them and tackle, then you know, that's the only thing that's important. So, you know, defensively, you know, we talk about MVPs and everything else after 16 games. You know, we're just working hard to get back and put a good game plan together and have a good week of practice against the Vikings.